أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that He has shown mankind both the paths. The path of making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that is being obedient to the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, fulfilling them, and also the path of being unfaithful, unthankful, and to disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. Allah has made this very clear. And then also, as Allah Ta'ala had explained, Allah has given each one of us our own eyes and ears, etc., by which we can understand and we can see our correct path towards Allah Ta'ala. Besides that, Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sent so many kitabs, and till today the roads of hidayat Allah has left wide open. In the efforts of the ulama, tabligh, jamaat, etc., everything, the truth has been made clear from falsehood. Now those the people, yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains, who do still follow the wrong way, inna a'tadna lil kafirin, humne tayyar kar rakhi hai munkiro ke waaste, we have kept prepared, ready for those who disbelieve, salasil, chains in which they will be chained, وَأَغْلَالَ أَرْتُوْقْ, and they will be taken in, they will be fastened, and they will be put into a straddle. That is, they won't be able to come out from there. وَسَعِيرَ, or آگ دهتی, or and a burning fire. So these things, ulama explained, it is really what Allah has prepared is what we have prepared ourselves in our worldly life. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to explain that we are walking full sirat in this world. How we are walking here, how much we are observing the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so much we will walk straight there. And how much we have broken the laws of Allah and we falter, so in that way we will falter and struggle there. So it is here in this world already that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made our way. The first thing is for the non-believers. The first thing, a person doesn't want to take out the chains of kufr which are around him. That is, we don't see Allah Ta'ala, so we don't want to believe in Allah Ta'ala. We see outwardly Allah shows us the results of our own efforts, work, what that we do, and we believe that we are the controllers of our destiny, that everything is in our hands, that we are working, we get money, we are living, we take medicine, we get better, we think it is in our control. Whereas it hardly needs any effort to understand that our effort is absolutely nothing. Medicine, how much we take, and it causes other sicknesses, and that illness of ours even grows more. How much people are earning, but yet they are all the time short of money, they don't have enough money. So nothing of this is in our hands. So the first is to take out the shackles of this kufr which are upon us, and the chains of kufr that are upon us. And by word, alhamdulillah, which is also extremely valuable, that we believe in the oneness of Allah, this is very, very great. But then we have to see the yaqeen, the conviction of our hearts. How much do we really believe that Allah Ta'ala is the giver of rozi? It doesn't mean that we don't have to make effort for rozi, but we don't put at all any trust in that effort. And in that way, if we will do, we will stay away from all wrong practices in earning our rozi. In all our business, everything, we will see what is the commands of Allah Ta'ala. The next change and the next that we are fastened with is our nafs. Our nafs is one of our worst enemies, and we like to do everything to please our nafs and make our nafs happy. And we just want to please our nafs in everything. So today, with regard to anything whatsoever, whether it is the food that we eat, we just want to make our nafs happy, that food that tastes nice. From wherever it comes, we just want it. We don't see whether it is halal, whether it is doubtful, whether it is haram. Today our lifestyle generally, we just want to live a lifestyle that pleases us. Our dressing, we just want to dress as it pleases us. Our spare time, we just use it as we want to, wherever we want to, how we want to. So we have to get free ourselves from all these chains. And then we come as far as customs are concerned. Today we are so used to various types of customs and we just follow all those customs. Then we are used to today a modern lifestyle, a Western lifestyle which we call. And whether we follow it or our children follow it, but we just want that lifestyle. So if we have fastened ourselves in all these chains and we have put ourselves in this chains, then this is what Allah Ta'ala is going to give us. So we have to get out of this. And the first step is, may Allah give us all tawfiq, which Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi asked Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how do I come to you? Allah Ta'ala said, da' nafsak wa ta'al. Just give up your nafs and come. Our nafs is the thing that has put us into a jail, that we just want to work for our nafs all the time, make our nafs happy all the time. And effort that really has to be done spiritually is to get rid of this desire, the haram desires of the nafs, all the demands of the nafs, to please other people. Really it is to, we want to please our nafs. We want to make our wife happy, we want to make our children happy, and we allow them to do all wrong things. It is that we getting happy in all those things. We want to please ourselves in all those things. And this is a challenge for a Muslim all the time. And right up to mort, this is this challenge. Whether he just lives at home, whether he's in his business, whether he's outside, all the time this challenge faces him, that his desires of his nafs are too strong for him and he has to fight them and he has to come out of them. And this year is one ayat year with regard explicitly to the punishment of the non-believers. Then right to the end of the ruku, quite a long ruku, and quite a bit is all mostly about Jannah. That those who overcame their nafs and who did not submit to their nafs, what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala is going to give them in Jannah. In there is also made mention that the love of this dunya and that what we want immediate enjoyment and immediate satisfaction, we give preference to that and we don't see to the end of the end results. For many people, easy for us to pass comment that when they get their wages, they blow it up in 2 days, 3 days, in a week's time. And they don't see that they still have to live for the whole month. But the same way, as far as Akhirat is concerned, unfortunately, we also fall in that trap that we just want to do things that satisfy us now immediately. And we don't see what are the things that are going to give us benefit in the Akhirat. So this is a great, great lesson for us that a person has to learn. That otherwise, in the Akhirat then, Allah says, these people will be chained. And chained like this and then thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And then they will be fastened very tightly, and then the burning fire of Jahannam. Yeah, we did not burn our desires. We fulfilled our desires in various ways. Then the fire of Jahannam. May Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah, correct our lives and get prepared for the life of Akhirat. It's not just a matter of mort will come and we will die. No, the real story starts at that time of mort. And everything starts happening. May Allah shower His special mercies upon us and let us prepare for that eternal life.